Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 28th. The Bureau of Land Management will soon start seasonal road closures in Mesa and Montrose counties. According to a press release, annual winter closures to motorized and mechanized vehicles will go into effect December 1st on certain lands managed by the BLM to reduce stress on wintering wildlife and prevent road damage. Seasonal gate closures occur annually from December 1st to May 1st in multiple locations in Mesa and Montrose counties. All of the areas continue to be open to hiking and horseback riding. The closure includes Coal Canyon Road in the Little Book Cliffs Wild Horse Area, Blue Mesa, Beehive, Chalk Mountain, Grand Mesa Slopes at Horse Mountain, Sink Creek, Mesa Creek, and Land's End Roads. Also, roads branching from 16 Road will be closed at Garvey, Post, and Lapham Canyons. People who use these BLM-managed lands in the winter can help reduce stress to wintering deer and elk by observing wildlife from a distance and keeping dogs under control, preferably leashed. With Colorado's population expected to almost double to 10 million by 2050, water managers are grappling with how to quench the thirst of this exploding urban population. As part of our ongoing series, Connecting the Drops, with the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Maeve Conran reports.
The highway that borders the Little Thompson Farm near Berthoud in northern Colorado provides the soundtrack to the massive urban growth that's turning more and more farms in this area into housing subdivisions.
1,400 new houses are just approved. In Berthoud.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's Alex Castino, a land agent with Larimer County's Engineering and Natural Resources Division.
This other half was in sugar beets and it was just harvested like a week and a half ago.
This working farm grows corn and alfalfa, as well as sugar beets. It was recently purchased by Larimer County, which has been conserving agricultural land, but most of their purchases were dryland farms or ranches.
And when we looked into why that might be, we realized the price of the water was really the reason.
Water rights are often worth more than land itself, and often those with pockets deep enough are Front Range cities with growing populations. With agriculture in Colorado using upwards of 80% of the state's water, farmers are often faced with an offer that they can't refuse. Low commodity prices and other pressures have led many to sell their water rights to municipalities, leading to a phenomenon known as buy and dry, taking water from crops and putting it into suburban faucets.
About 50% of the farms in the South Platte Basin will be dried for water supply for municipal and industrial uses by 2050. So for our county, that would just be economically and lifestyle devastation.
When this family farm of just over 200 acres was up for sale, it seemed likely it would succumb to that same fate. The $8.4 million price tag was too steep for the farmer who'd leased it for 30 years. In fact, it was too steep for any farmer to make an offer. So that's when Larimer County stepped in, with a view to keeping this farm in production. But those expensive water rights were beyond their budget. So the county looked into other options and came up with a plan to lease rather than sell outright the water. It's a transaction called an ATM, and while it's not the money dispensing machine you might think of, it can be a money generator for farmers. This type of ATM is an alternative transfer method, and it's an alternative to the outright sale of water from farms. Larimer County found a willing partner a few miles to the south, Erin Mesner, the Water Resources Administrator for the City and County of Broomfield.
In this format with the ATM, we don't own the water rights, but we know with that perpetual contract that we'll always have the ability to call on them.
Under this agreement, Broomfield can get water from the farm during 3 dry years out of every 10 in perpetuity. And it's that component that made this ATM the first of its kind in the state.
With water supply, people want that control issue. That's why ATMs have been difficult in the past, is because people want to control that supply. They want to hold it in their own portfolio.
Larimer County was also figuring out how this deal would affect the farm. Castino says a grant from the Colorado Water Conservation Board allowed them to hire a team of experts to study the impact.
The farmer has confirmed our calculations and has told us that he can run this farm on the portfolio that we're giving him of water and the land and so forth. I mean, it's a very productive farm.
ATMs are a big part of Colorado's water plan, which identified a goal of transferring 50,000 acre feet of ag water to municipalities by 2030 through these type of leasing arrangements. But not everyone is happy about that. Greg Peterson, the executive director of the Colorado Agricultural Water Alliance, says many farmers see the Colorado Water Plan's emphasis on alternative transfer methods as choosing urban growth over agriculture.
And an ATM can be interpreted as saying, well, your way of life isn't as important as this way of life, and we need your water.
Peterson says that while farmers involved in these type of deals are often satisfied, others are eyeing them with a sense of trepidation.
If you're a single farmer or even farmers along a ditch and you're dealing with a municipality, you don't have the resources that they do if there is some kind of issue in the future.
Erin Mesner with Broomfield says that this particular model, however, could be something that other communities could replicate and even improve on.
I'm really excited to see what comes after this, and I'm sure it can be even better.
Back on the Little Thompson farm, giant sugar beets dot the field left behind from the recent harvest.
They're huge. Look at this guy. So we must have missed just a few.
Land agent Alex Castino also hopes to see this model of water agreement replicated. She says counties, farmers, and growing urban communities must work together to find creative alternatives to buy and dry.
It's somewhat of a marriage, and hopefully a good one. So far it is.
For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions to rural water systems. Learn more at cobank.com.
And according to a press release from the Telluride Marshal, Telluride High School was closed yesterday to allow officials to investigate threats of a Columbine-style shooting. One student is in custody, and at least five others were being questioned Monday after high school staff alerted marshals about the threat. Officials learned of the threats made on the social media Snapchat on Sunday. Two Snapchats were received, one threatening to shoot students and another that talked about placing explosives to be detonated around the school. Law enforcement and school officials swept the school to check for explosives and any other evidence. Video surveillance at the campus was also being reviewed. School officials anticipated school reopening today at the normal time. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.